Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. We are so glad you are tuning in today. I, of course, have my lovely sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here.
Hey, guys.
And Emily actually has a really special announcement today.
Yes. Much like Laura shared a few weeks back, I am also pregnant and expecting our fifth baby in August.
Yay. It's going to be so fun because Emily and I are, well, how many weeks apart are we? Like,
Six?
Something. Neither of us could even probably count where we are today, like how many weeks along. But we are going to be very pregnant this summer.
I know. So there's going to be two Risen Motherhood babies this summer, which is really exciting.
Yeah. So, and with that, that just kind of ties into a show a little bit. Today we're talking about sickness, and we both, of course, are experiencing lots of morning sickness, but that's not the exact kind of sickness we're talking about. We are going to be talking a little bit about the colds, the flus.
All the winter sickies.
Yes, the runny noses, the bugs, the snots.
Which I feel like in the season of young children can feel like is going on nearly all the time in the winter. I think that's 24/7. Pretty common. In fact, funny that we should record the show this morning because I was up with a sick baby last night for about an hour and a half.
Oh, man.
You know, the cough, the runny nose, the whole, you know, just come to our bed. We'll try that for a little while, you know, everything. So our family's actually just coming off of a couple of weeks of passing it around to every person. And I've had it and I know. I'm pretty sure we got it because a couple weeks ago we were at Legoland. I looked down and I saw an empty bottle of cold and flu medicine on the ground.
Oh, and I was like, well,
hope everybody's having fun because we're trading 2 hours of Legoland for 2 weeks of sickness.
This will be the last time we're having fun for a couple weeks.
Yeah, but actually I feel like it's gotten a lot better. Like overall, I remember when everybody was like three and under. I mean, I think there was a couple of winters there where they were literally sick the entire winter.
Yeah, I feel like my son, especially with his first year of life, it was, I mean, we were in the ER like six times. It was insane because, of course, kids love to get sick, you know, in the middle of the night with like the high, high fevers and or on the weekends and things like that. And I don't know, probably as a new mom, I was like, doctor right away. But either way, I mean, it just felt like, I feel like kids sort of go like every other year for some reason. Maybe that's not true, but mine do. Like we have a bad year, we have a good year, we have a bad year, good year. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that I feel like moms always get worried about in the winter is like transferring illness to people and all of the, all of the things surrounding that. I mean, so like I just mentioned, our kids were sick and last week or whenever they first came down with it, you know, I dropped him off at grandma's house. I had to take my youngest son to an appointment. Like they barely had runny noses. So I was like, whatever, you know, kids have runny noses all the time in the winter. Like that in itself is nothing. They were acting normal. And I come back later in the day to pick them up. They've been with their cousins all day. And literally two of them look like they've got like severe pink eye. Grandma's going, I think one of them has a fever. And I'm like, you know. And I feel horrible because they've been playing with their cousins all day long. And I'm like, oh, so anyways, we've all, I think, been in that situation where you're like out somewhere and you think your kid is fine. And then they like throw up.
No, totally. I thought it was always so funny in our church nursery if, you know, a bout of sickness would go around. So all the moms are talking about it. Like somebody came down with hand, foot, mouth or RSV or something. It'd be like a murder mystery to figure out which mom brought their kid who was sick. Where did this originate? Well, we need to find patient zero, you know? And it was just so funny because that's something, and we'll get into this later, but like oftentimes you're not going to find the exact source, even though we always want someone to blame, it seems like, or we want to figure out like, who did this? You know, it's like, okay, everybody just gets sick. And as you and I can attest with however many kids we have between us, kids just get sick. And oftentimes you don't know that you were the cause, and maybe your child was patient zero and you feel horrendous about that.
So, today we mostly just want to kind of talk about this common just frustration maybe we have in the winter, or like feelings of just exhaustion surrounding the kind of constant sickness and colds and flus of little kids. But we wanted to kind of caveat real quick that I know, like, whenever I had newborn twins and they just left the NICU, that the doctors, as we were heading out, were like, do not pass these babies around to anyone. You need to live a hermit lifestyle, because if they get a cold or flu or fever, they are back here in the hospital immediately. And so we know that there are like some more extreme cases out there where children during this season may be at like a higher risk if they were to get a cold and flu. And so we know that those situations sometimes have like different considerations. So today, I think, though, we're just talking about kind of your general, like, hey, my kiddo is, I'm just so tired of having to take them, you know, to the doctor, but they're generally going to recover okay. And more, it's our heart surrounding just kind of those common winter illnesses.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. That's a good caveat, Em. Okay, so we're going to like look into risen motherhood, you know, where do we find sickness in scripture? What is kind of some of this, the biblical basis surrounding that? And obviously sickness occurs due to the fall. You know, it entered as soon as Eve took that bite. We started getting sickness, death, all of that physical suffering that we all experience. That's when it entered. And there are tons of examples of this in the Old Testament.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's everything from like God judges, you know, Egypt with the plagues, like sends sickness that way. We see Job experiences all kinds of different bouts of illness. God, when he sets up Israel, gives all kinds of laws about how they are to deal with illness, both for their own health and because there's issues of cleanliness and uncleanliness. So, and then we like see it in the New Testament too. Just, I mean, look at Paul or like any of the apostles or like kind of the first missionaries, like, they talk about how they encountered illness and physical suffering, you know, due to things that are going on with their body, just ailments while they were spreading the gospel. And so this is certainly not anything that is new to the modern mommy.
Yeah, exactly. And God doesn't promise us or his children a life that is free from sickness ever. You know, if you look at his own son and his followers, as Emily was starting to say, like, they experience so much physical suffering from both persecution and just from sickness. And, you know, if you think about living back then, I mean, they just didn't have all the modern medicines that we did. And so they probably experienced things to a much more extreme degree than we ever did. And so, you know, it's okay. Like, Emily and I get it. Like, we do not like it when our kids are sick, you know, any more than any other mom does. And so it's okay to hate the results of the fall, mourn those frustrating and painful aspects. But I am a firm believer that sickness sanctifies us. And I know Emily would agree, but like, there is so much hope in sickness and grace that we can find.
Absolutely. And I know that there's not much worse than feeling like you're experiencing or your children are experiencing some type of suffering and you feel like, what is this for? Is this for nothing? You know, because I can do this if there's a purpose in this, but if the purpose is just like everybody is hurting and miserable, that's not cool. But what's wonderful is that when we are in Christ, we know that like nothing is meaningless. God doesn't waste anything. And he has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And he's working everything for our good. And so we can trust him that even when everything feels miserable, even if we don't know like the specifics of what is going on, that it's not for nothing. You know, it's exactly. It is to work out holiness in our lives. And honestly, like a lot of times, I think it's just a good reminder to me because I don't realize how much I take for granted when our children are feeling really well, you know? And
yes.
And I just take for granted the amazing way that God made the human body and the amazing, you know, just kind of like modern medicines that he's brought out. Because, hey, if I were a mom, like, you know, 100, 200 years ago or living in other parts of the world, you know, it may be quite a bit more serious when my child got just a quote unquote common illness that we would experience here in the United States.
Yeah, exactly. We can find so many different graces when our children are sick. As Emily was saying, just being amazed at the bodies that God created with our immune system to fight off most of these sicknesses, especially when we're talking about, as we were saying, just kind of the common cold or the flus. It's like amazing how rest and, you know, just taking time to heal, like our body does that. Our children's bodies are built to heal. And that is a grace because God does not need to allow that to happen. I think, we can all attest to understanding how much more thankful we are for our health, for able bodies. Mm-hmm. Once we've gotten done with the sickness, we are so thankful to have a nose that does not run anymore, that is not our permanent life, you know? And I think too, we can look at how, like, just the image that it shows us as just as Christ, as God heals our outward bodies and as modern medicine, he uses those types of things to heal our outward bodies. We can be thankful that, like, Christ heals our inward souls as well with his death and his resurrection on the cross. Like, we can see that parallel. And that's where I think sickness can be a reminder of, like, our flawed, feeble, weak bodies that are now healed in Christ and someday will be totally made new. And that someday we won't experience these effects of the fall ever again.
Yeah, thankfully, you won't have to take your kid to the doctor in heaven. So I think we are going to transition now into kind of probably all of the stuff that you're really wondering about when it comes to sickness and motherhood and kids and how kind of the gospel plays into that. Things like, how do I respond if, you know, I go into Chick-fil-A and I see a mom has brought, like, her super sick kids there to the play area? Or if, like Laura was saying, you know, you see a kiddo show up to the nursery and you're like, why did they bring them here? And so we wanted to just talk through, like, kind of some of those principles of, you know, things like we get those mama bear feelings, you know, how can we kind of be gracious? How can we have our minds and our hearts centered on Christ and be ready to trust God? That the first thing was just kind of loving our neighbor as ourselves. And I think that that's a really practical thing we can do when our kiddos are sick. So I know over the years, my husband and I have kind of a little bit different judgment calls on this, but I always ask myself, how would I feel if someone brought their kids out in the same state that my kids are in? You know, try to think, how can I treat another mom or another family with the same courtesy I would want to be treated, instead of just like, well, they're probably not feeling well, but I don't want to lay aside my stuff, so we're just going to go.
Yeah. You know, and we can take Philippians 2:3 of counting others as more significant than yourself. As Emily was saying, of looking at other people's children and then also your own children, you know, just considering the needs of your own children. You know, they need rest and fluids. They need just time probably to snuggle with mom. So oftentimes we can sort of begin to, want to do our own things and we don't want to lay down our plans and our schedule, but that is a great chance to serve your children by saying, no, we're going to stay home. We're going to have a tougher day probably on mom of being here and but allowing your body time to heal.
That is so challenging to do in practice sometimes, but so good. And another one we wanted to chat through was just that practically you can just extend the same grace to moms as you would want to be extended. I know we mentioned earlier in the show some of those examples of times when we've brought our kids places and we really didn't think they were that sick, or we didn't really know they were going to get sick and it happens. And it feels awful. And so sometimes we want that grace, you know, and we don't want moms to like get really upset with us or judge us or, you know, all of that. And so I think we just need to remember that when another mom, you know, may bring her kid somewhere, you just don't know like why she chose to do that. You don't know all the factors that went into her morning. You don't know all the things that are going on. And so just try to believe the best of her intentions. And I think sometimes too, like it may not have been fair, you know, that she made that decision or exposed your children to illness, but like, you know, there's a lot of unfair things in the gospel and God has been very gracious and merciful towards us when we don't deserve it. And so it's just one of those kind of remembering to extend that same just forgiveness and grace. And so maybe if a kid, you know, throws up somewhere and mom is just absolutely mortified, instead of like, well, definitely shuttle your kids away first. But after that, what would it look like to extend? Can I help you? Like, oh, this is awful. It feels so bad when your kids get sick, and just extend that courtesy.
Well, yeah, and reality is you've made somebody else's sick kid. Even if you don't think you have, remember that illnesses start getting contagious like 24 hours beforehand. And so, you know, every time that I feel like I would get kind of maybe like frustrated at a situation, I just have to remind myself, like, I have been her. And I, just like Emily was saying, like, I would want that same grace extended to me. And so you are not perfect in your own actions. And so just keeping that in mind. And I think too, along with that, is just trusting God with your kids. You know, like, we obviously should take appropriate precautions and do the whole vitamins and washing hands and, you know, making sure that, like, we try to keep our kids safe, but we don't want them to live in a bubble. And that's honestly, it's just not trusting God when we're too paranoid about germs that are around. And so, didn't you find some study about sick kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe it, but I found this, you know, I just found it on like Wikipedia or something, so take it for what it's worth. But the average young kiddo gets between 6 and 10 colds a year. And a kiddo who may be like exposed to a lot of other little children a lot, maybe in a daycare setting, can get up to 12 on average, which that's is insane. Crazy to me. If that's the average, because that means there's some poor kiddo out there getting like 16 colds a year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and so there you have it. I mean, that's pretty much, especially because colds come mostly in the winter. That's your entire winter. So if you feel like your kid is sick all winter, well, they're just on average. So you can feel great about that.
Yeah. And I know Laura and I have both battled that in the past of feeling like, am I doing something really wrong as a mom because my kids are getting colds? And again, just want to emphasize that in all things in life, we should do do the wise precautionary things and like do the things we need to do to keep our kids healthy. But I think that we sometimes underestimate, and now that some time has passed and I look back, you know, just how normal it is and how this sometimes illness is just a reminder of how much we are not in control as moms. And that can be really hard to grasp.
Well, and that ties into kind of our last point of what we want to make is that we need to always check our heart in sickness. And we've been talking a little bit about that throughout the show. But basically, as Emily was saying there, of just like let's check our heart and see, like, is there something that you're idolizing, you know, during that time that your child is sick? Maybe it's your schedule, something that you wanted to do that day, your own personal comfort and just desire to like have an quote easier day with your kids. I mean, reality is sickness is inconvenient, you know, with whatever you're going to be doing. And maybe you're a working mom and you have to stay home and you feel like I cannot take another day. I mean, there are a lot of things that we can begin to idolize, and some are valid reasons like missing work. I can see that definitely being, you know, a difficult thing. But we need to check our hearts and see, like, am I going to be more tired? You know, this is going to cost me money to take my kid to the ER or take my kid to the doctor. You know, I'm not going to be able to clean my house or keep it as perfect as I really like to keep it. Or I am just going to feel like I don't have it all together. You know, or even just that idea of like, you don't want somebody else thinking that you got their kids sick or that you don't take good care of your kids in a way that they, you know, if your kid's sick all the time, maybe you feel a little bit of shame. Like Emily was saying of, hey, what did I do wrong? Is that my fault? So, I think there's a way to be lovingly concerned as a parent and to be genuine and feeling like, I don't like to see my child hurt. I don't like to see them, you know, not feeling well. But at the same time, we always need to check our own motives with, you know, the anger or frustration that I think we can often experience that comes with sickness.
Yeah. Cause I, you know, just examining my own heart here, and I think Laura would agree that a lot of times when I get really frustrated about all these winter illnesses, it's a little bit about not wanting to see my kids uncomfortable, but it's more about me, you know, and me not wanting to be uncomfortable. So always good things to think about, but ultimately, we know that in all things, God calls us to rejoice and he calls us to give thanks in all circumstances. And that's really difficult, you know, when we think about circumstances that are less comfortable or less fun. But this is still true. Even when your kiddo has a really bad cold, even when they have the flu, you know, those are still times when God calls us to trust him and to give thanks and to believe that, again, he is doing a good work in your heart and in your life and in that child's life. And he is doing things that we cannot see. So that's kind of the hard commission for the end.
Yeah. Well, and if you were hoping, tuning into the show, hoping for like really practical nitty gritties of like how to treat cold and flu, we will, I've written a little bit about it. So we'll have a little bit in our show notes. And one thing you definitely want to check out are these DIY homemade lollipops. They're honey lollipops, excuse me. So they're simply made from pure honey and they're awesome. You got to try them out. They're super easy and my kids love them. They eat them even when they're not sick. So that will, link will be in the show notes because I'm a big fan of making them. And so we'll have some practical stuff, but of course we will have lots of stuff in there about the heart issues around sickness. So head to the show notes. That's risenmotherhood.com. Of course, there's social media links at Risen Motherhood for Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We'd love it if you found us over there. If you have time, please leave us a review on iTunes. We would so appreciate it to get the word out to all the other moms about gospel-centered motherhood. So we hope you guys have a great day.